I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends. Welcome back to another episode of r/Entitled People, where you'll hear some great tales about people who believe that the world truly revolves around them. Like this person right here, who leaves a horrendous review of a business that says, "If you want to hear someone's life story instead of actually receiving assistance, this is the place for you. Otherwise, I would recommend anywhere else. The service is horrible. They think you owe it to them to spend your money there." And here is the response from the owner. "Dear person, I'm so sorry you were disappointed with your visit to our store. I'm the person who asked you if you needed assistance in the lawn and garden aisle. I'm the person who carried your bag of fertilizer to the register for you. Even though I had already told you that I would help out, you ordered another worker to carry out part of your purchase. The other worker, not wanting you to think he was unwilling to help you, felt that he should explain to you that he had a weight limit for lifting due to a chemoport in his chest. That's when you told him that you didn't care about his cancer. Seeing your young children exposed to your ensuing profanity-laced verbal tirade was shocking to all who witnessed it. I'm sorry if you were having a bad day, but your disregard for other people, as well as for your own children, was truly appalling. This lady is absolutely disgusting. Not only did she not give a care in the world for the person helping her, she actually had the audacity to go online and give a 1-star review. Talk about entitlement. My friends, you gotta buckle up for the stories in this episode because they are outrageous. I hope you stay for the stories today, and do hit that subscribe button for future Entitled People stories if you guys are into this kind of stuff. Let's dive in, my friends. Alright, so my mother has some hypochondriac traits. She'll have a new disease now and then, always self-diagnosed, and she'll call for an ambulance if she's so much as constipated. A sprained ankle is always broken to her, and she's got stomach ulcers that can no way be attributed to all the painkillers that she's self-medicating with. Anyways, she's lactose intolerant when it suits her. She's actually had the test, and it came back negative. So it's my birthday, and she wants to go to a nice restaurant where we live. It's a weekend, and as usual, they're very busy. We get there, and she gives the server a long lesson about her lactose intolerance and how she could die if she accidentally got some with her food. And yes, she actually told him that a bit of lactose can be the end of her. The server takes our orders, and our food is taking a bit of time. They're panicked and frantic. So she's calling the waiter over, asking how long we need to wait, and the server explains that in order to cook her food, they had to pretty much clean the kitchen. They had to completely empty the stovetop, cleaning every utensil, and so on. They basically halted the entire service to make sure her food does not have any trace of lactose. We get our food, and it's amazing. And as we finished, they asked if we'd like dessert, and my mother orders the chocolate truffle. The waiter stares at her, saying that chocolate truffle is basically made of lactose, as it uses heavy cream. And my dear mother says, "Well, it's okay to cheat for a good dessert." The look on that poor waiter's face. A mix between wanting to smack my mother and getting teary-eyed. She took the order though and came back with our desserts. I've never been more ashamed in my life. I never went back there. Let me guess, she also left no tip, right? Because the service took way too long. Imagine cleaning and taking extra precaution only to have the person order the thing they're supposedly deathly allergic to for dessert. If I was the waiter, I totally would have denied her order at that point. "Ma'am, you told us you were deathly allergic to lactose. I'll have to refuse your order of that chocolate truffle. Can you do that? Can you?" So, this was a few years ago, when me and my wife were doing a mini tour as part of our honeymoon, and had been really disappointed to find out that the Blue Lagoon is man-made, and is basically just a large outdoor swimming pool of water runoff from the geothermal plant. So after some light googling, we found a place about an hour and a half drive away called the Secret Lagoon. The place is amazing, and exactly what I expected from a natural hot spring. It's basically a large pond pouring with steam, a river running next to it also pouring with steam, and then a load of smaller bubbling pools of water and mini geysers that would blast water into the air every 10 minutes or so. The place is on somebody's land, and they've built changing rooms and a shower area, and charge about £12 to get in. Between the pond and the river, there's a roped-off area of small, deep pools that has a sign saying, "Warning, water is over 90 degrees. Do not enter at your own risk," which is probably a bad translation of no entry. We accept no liability. Anyway, me and my wife were leaning against the side of the pond closest to this and noticed that an American tourist wanders up. He reads the sign and then steps over the rope. As he's walking up to one of the small pools, the lifeguard's running over and shouting, "Stop! You can't go in there!" The American replies, "Whatever, buddy. I can do whatever I want." By this time, the lifeguard has reached him and begins to try to explain that the water's between 90 and 110 degrees, and that he walked right past the Do Not Enter sign, to which the guy responds, "No, it says enter at my own risk, so I am. And it's not very risky. It's hotter than 90 degrees in Nevada every day." This utterly perplexes the lifeguard, who has absolutely no idea what the hell this guy's talking about. So I shout over, "Oi, mate! It's Celsius, not Fahrenheit." The American looks confused and says, "I don't know what that is. I'm going in." For reference, 90 degrees is 194 degrees Fahrenheit. What follows about 5 more minutes of arguing between the American and the lifeguard is the guy thinks, "Screw this," and takes the 2 steps further to the pool and then goes to put his foot in. Fortunately for him, but unfortunately for Darwinism, he only manages to dip a toe in before screaming in pain and hopping back. The lifeguard sighs and goes back to his chair. Scalding hot water fixes entitlement real quick. They should have just let him dip his toes in and then let him go back home to tell everybody that 90 degrees is much hotter in Iceland than Nevada. He possibly can't be that dumb though, but you never know. You never, never ever know.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I had this rather amazing run-in with a woman last week, and boy was it entertaining and infuriating. So I'm renting a one-story house with a private swimming pool in the backyard with my wife. The house is part of a small neighborhood of 6 houses in total, 2 of which are slightly bigger than the others and have a private pool each. Those 2 are a fair bit more expensive for obvious reasons. Last week, someone knocks on the door and I go to open it. Outside is a smiling woman with 2 kids. Let's call her Karen. Karen says, "Hello, I'm woman from next door. We thought we'd use the pool." Me, confused and a little bit stunned, said, "Oh, you did you?" I now also notice that they're carrying towels and have swimsuits on, ready to swim. I said, "I'm sorry, but this is my private pool. I don't really like lending it out, I'm afraid, so I think I'll have to say no." And Karen says, "Oh, but the rent gives me access to your pool when I want." She said that in a very smug way, as if she's calling me an idiot. I told her, "You're not paying the rent for my house, and I know the owner doesn't include use of my private pools in the contract for the houses without private pools." Karen responds, "Well, it's in the lease, so you don't really have any choice, do you?" At this point, I just ask my wife to call up the owner, and he confirms that he hasn't said anything about her being allowed to use the pool, and that the contract doesn't even mention it. I tell her this, but since she has kids, I tell her that I'll allow her to come over to use the pool, perhaps maybe once a month, as long as she gives me 1 week's notice or so. And this is not good enough for the woman, who demands immediate access to the pool, as well as future use when she feels like it. This, of course, resulted in me withdrawing my kind offer, and her stomping away screaming about getting me kicked out. Later, the owner shows up and warns her sternly that she will be kicked out if she makes any more trouble. I don't think she'll be staying here for long. Hey, at least she was nice enough to ring the doorbell first instead of just hopping in the pool, so I gotta give her that. But I'm pretty sure OP's gonna come home one day to find her and her kids in the backyard pool. I'm pretty certain it's gonna happen. You can only hold off those people for so long. For context, when I was 14, my parents were going through a difficult time and needed me to stay with her mom for a while. My grandmother is an anxiety-ridden bull who charges horns forward into every mildly upsetting situation. It was very embarrassing for me that she made a fool out of herself everywhere we went together. She was delighted to be my guardian for several months because despite being an incredibly toxic, selfish, inconsiderate person, she took pride in being a very faithful Mormon who loves Jesus. And this was her chance to fix my atheism. She shoved religion down my throat at every chance. I already love the principles that Jesus stood for, and I'm so glad that he has so many followers. I just want to be left alone about the fact that I don't subscribe to a particular religion myself. Now for the story. We were at the grocery store together and had just finished checking out, and I made sure our cart was loaded and ready to go so we could move out of the way of the people behind us. She continued to block the checkout counter, sorting the change that she'd just received into segmented pockets of her purse. I made apologetic eye contact with several people in the line. I may not be able to stop her from blocking the register when she sorted the coins, but at least I could move our cart out of the way. So I grabbed the front of it and began to walk towards the door. Clearly very offended, my grandmother latched onto the handle of the cart. She shot me a death glare and declared, "I'm not finished yet." Then she went back to sorting her coins. I gave another apologetic look to the five customers waiting on her, who by this point were all very irritated. As we were walking out, she huffed to me and said, "You care way too much about what other people think of you." I replied, "No, I just care about being a decent, Christ-like human being." And the look on her face was priceless. My friends, and that brings us to another end of our / Entitled People. I hope you guys enjoyed the stories today, and if you missed the last episode of our / Entitled People, a religious mother denies her son's dying wish to read a fantasy book. If you guys missed that one, go check it out, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.